Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. people, come on, clap your hands for the Lord. You know, I was enjoying the service so much that I didn't realize that it was time for us to do the do. Oh, clap your hands properly for Harmony. Put your hands together properly for them. Especially if you can't sing. I don't know about you, but I feel very blessed to be here tonight. I was just telling Bishop how we take for granted that which we have, you know, and I am blessed to be in such a beautiful church, such a lovely place. The music is lovely, the prayer is good, the place is nice. I was admiring the lights, the smoke, everything. I'm enjoying it and I'm saying, Lord, thank you for putting me in such a beautiful place. I appreciate you putting me in such a nice place. It's a very nice church, I'm telling you. A very nice church. Yes. You could easily be in the top 3% of Christians in this city and in this country because of the type of church you are sitting in. Yeah. I'm telling you, what a blessing. But tonight, it's time for us to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. I think you should stay on your feet. And I wish the lights people would give me some lights, because when we come here, the highlight of our being here should be to hear the word of God. And that word of God is coming to us tonight through the preaching. And when you go to Hebrews 4, it talks about the word of God and how the word of God is like. And it describes the word of God as alive and powerful. That is, the word of God moves. The word of God responds. So some of you tonight, the word of God that is coming is a response to the cry of your heart. Yeah. Some of you, the word that is about to come tonight is a response to the tears you cried on Wednesday night on your pillow. Because the word of God is alive. It responds to your life and responds to your needs. And I'm happy to announce to you that tonight we have a very anointed servant of God to bring us the word of God. You know, listen. There are things that tell you that a man is hearing from God as he's speaking to you. And I can tell you that you are about to listen to somebody who is about to speak the mind of God and to tell you what God wants you to hear tonight. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you're excited. I mean, the weather is a little cool. I don't know whether at the back, is there a little, can you find a little excitement at the back? I don't know. The people at the back, can you find a little excitement? Are you excited about it? Make some noise and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise. His present service.
Are you happy to be in church? I don't feel that you are happy to be in church. Give the Lord a bigger and a louder hand clap. And you may be seated. I want to welcome our sister Frida to give us a song. And I'll come your way with a word.
Hallelujah. Bonsem kese pama Jesus. Mami ti wudede kese pen yumre. Hallelujah. All right. me mo buye ti na ohrino masuje masutinte na ne so ni brave brave na wa same yari very my yesu wa mama ni je wa mama to hey wa mama uto be uchi hey yo no not ire me se
feet and pray. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we are thankful. We are very grateful for the blessing of being in your presence. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for choosing us. Choosing us. You know, I want you to lift your hands and thank God for choosing you. Just, I want that prayer to come from your lips. I want it to come from your heart. Thank Him for choosing you. Wherever you came from, there are people there who are not interested in what you are interested in. Even in the church, He has chosen some.
Yes.
First to be apostles.
Jesus.
And prophets.
Oh, what a blessing.
And teachers.
What a blessing.
And singers.
Thank you, Jesus.
And pastors.
Yes.
He chooses.
Yes.
He chooses. Thank Him for choosing you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Him for choosing you. Thank Him for choosing you. Father, we are grateful to you.
Yes.
You've been so good to us.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Your greatest goodness is in the fact that you chose us.
Yes.
That's our blessing.
Jesus.
Your word says, blessed is the man whom you choose. Our blessing is in being chosen.
Amen.
And selected.
Yes.
And we are very grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this beautiful time. Speak to us through your word. And cause us to enjoy a great blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Tonight, I want to, you know, this month of May is a month of evangelism and church growth and church building and rebuilding. It's a month we are, you know, this month is also marking the 60th birthday of our father and our prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills. And we are honoring him and celebrating him with souls. Can I have some volume, please? With souls. With outreaches. We are honoring him with the growth of our churches. You know, one of the ways to honor a person is to do what the person desires. Give to the person what he desires. So for Jacob, his father desired venison. Whether he was allergic to venison or what, it doesn't come in. Didn't come in. He prepared what his father wanted for him. And that was a blessing. You know. And we know that over the decades, we have been under the care of our father. His greatest desire for us is souls. That the churches be built. That souls be saved. That heaven be preached. And I'm really very excited that, yes, we are always doing outreaches, but this month, we are dedicating it deliberately. We are spiking up our activities, and everyone must be involved in this great effort to win souls. So lift your right hand and say, I am a soul winner. Or say, I am a soul winner. I will win souls in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, when our sister was singing, some people came in late. I spotted them. I want to know where they came from. Some choristers came late during the singing when Minister Frieda was. One of them had something white on his shoulder. Who were those? Are you one of those? You just came, not so. Where are you from? Where? Are you Mensa? Okay. What happened? Your car broke down or what? Okay. See me after church. Because it's not a good thing. You know, we don't have church service every day. Oh, sit down. We don't have church service every day. Ideally, that's how we should be going to church. Daily. Yeah. Anything that is very important is done daily, like eating or going to work or what, going to school. You don't know anybody who goes to school once a week. I don't know what causes that. You know, so if you are coming to church, it's very important you come early. And let's appreciate Lady Pastor Emilia for the fantastic time of prayer we are enjoying here. I mean, it prepares the atmosphere in a very, very beautiful way, you know. And it's very powerful. You know, so I just want to say that if we are coming to church, we must let the experience be total. Amen. You know, so, I mean, I know them. They are here all early all the time. This must have been a problem that overtook them. But I still am interested. I want to go into the bottom of it. To the bottom of it and solve it. Amen. So today, I'm still preaching from the book, Make Yourselves Saviors of Men. You know, and when Frida was singing, at a point in the song, I saw myself preaching, and the microphone wasn't working. Like, I'm shaking it, I'm singing. So, in my frustration, as she was singing, in my frustration, I threw away the microphone. You know, and I felt the Lord was talking to me that when something doesn't perform the function for which it was acquired, you throw it away. There are fridges we throw away. There are phones we throw away. There are what? Microwaves we throw away. Because you don't buy a microwave. In fact, this evening I saw something in my house I have to throw away. I have to discuss with my wife and discard it. You see, when you buy a microwave, how many of you know what a microwave is? Microwave, yeah. Nobody buys a microwave to iron his shirt. Like, you fold the shirt and put it in a microwave, you turn it on. Oh, Kwame, what are you doing? I am ironing the shirt. Do you do that? It's a microwave for ironing shirts. So among all the many, many things in your house, you chose a microwave to warm your food, to play certain roles and so on, defrost and all the things. So when the microwave is there and it's not warming your food, it's useless. Because you have something to use to iron your shirt. You have something to use to boil water. You have something to use to play music. The very machine you needed to warm your food has refused to function. You know, so it's the same for the church. God bought you with the blood of Jesus to use you to save men. You have a specific function. I'm telling you, regardless of what your leanings are and what your strengths are and what you flow normally with, you have been bought with a price. And God bought you because He doesn't want what His Son Jesus Christ came to do on earth to be history. If you study theology, which I did, I studied theology, I have a first degree and a second degree in theology from Legon. Yes. If you study theology, there is a type of Jesus called the historical Jesus. It's a type of Jesus. The historical Jesus. The Jesus of history. He's only known for having come to die, lived in Jerusalem and died 2,000 years ago. He's only known to have been nailed on a cross some time ago, and it's history. We are getting on with our lives. Charlie, see if somebody came to die and he has died and he's gone. I mean, what relationship does that have to do with me? That is called historical Jesus. Now, God saved us so that that historical Jesus will be converted into a current, practical, saving and healing Jesus. And you and I have been bought to play that role. Nobody. God loves the world. He loves the vulcanizers. He loves the lecturers in the university. He loves the shoemakers. He loves the bankers. Echo Bank, Commercial Bank, Credit Suisse, formerly. God loves everybody. And everyone exists to play a role. Yes. Even the banks have a role to play for the church's existence. Yes. Banks have a role to play. When we take our offerings, we take our offerings to a bank. We don't keep our offerings in an office here. So the bank helps the church to exist. The University of Ghana is very important to the existence of the church. That is the place we got our education from. If I had not received university education, I'll be a different pastor. Because God doesn't use idiots. He uses men and women of knowledge. So Paul said that I may know him. Your ability to know God, like Paul said, study to show yourself approved. Most people who couldn't study well in school are not able to study to be in the ministry. I'm saying that the university is not an arm of Satan's government. God uses everything. If you go to the taxi rank, the taxis there are part of God's plan for the church. That's how we came to church. Not everybody owns a car. So the Ghana Private Road Transport Union, where the trotros and all the things are affiliated, they exist, pragias and so on. I'm saying that the world is God's world also. The banks are playing a role. The schools are playing a role. I'm speaking English. I'm speaking English. And I'm speaking good English. I'm preaching to you. Your shop at the Braka is very important to the existence of the church. Your offerings and the sales and the tithes help the church. So there are many, many things in the world that God is using. Now, let's stop traveling around. The church also exists to play a role. The church doesn't exist to keep our money. Yes. The church doesn't exist to teach us English language, which is what I'm using to teach. But God didn't put the church together to teach us English. The church doesn't exist to form taxi drivers union so that we will go into transportation. The church is not a political arm. There's only one reason why the church exists. It exists to make Jesus Christ known. Known to both the people in the church and in the world. That's why Paul said we are ambassadors for Christ. We are ambassadors. We are supposed to sell, as it were, Jesus to the world. Represent heaven to the world. Now, so if the church fails in this responsibility, then, like Jesus said, we are now ready to be thrown into the fire and burnt. Today, pastors have turned the church. I'm coming there. Today, I'm preaching about the Great Commission according to Mark. The Great Commission according to Mark. Mark 16. And it's always the last chapter. All those who walked with Jesus, when they were ending their messages, they ended the way Jesus ended his ministry. Jesus ended his ministry with his final words that, "Go ye into all the world." So Mark at the end, John at the end, Luke at the end, Jude at the end, James at the end, all of them at the end, very end. Now in Mark 16, verse 14, afterward he appeared to the 11 as they sat at meat. Volume. And upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, these are the last words of Mark. I'm saying that all of them at the end, your mind is not here. Yes, you're looking at me, the brother there. Your mind is not here. Let your mind be in the church. Yes. You just bowed your head. I'm talking to you. I'm preaching to you. All of them at the end, they sang the same song. They say, Mark will talk about Jesus' healings and this madman and all these things and so on. And then in the end, go. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. He sat on the right hand of God. What is the Great Commission? According to Mark, the Great Commission, according to Mark, is a commission to go. To go. You see that in verse 14. 15. Remember, if this microphone begins not to serve the purpose for which we spent thousands of cedis to buy it, I can't continue holding it. I can't continue holding it. I have to throw it away. I have to throw it away. I may like it. It might have been my favorite microphone. But I have to throw it away. Jesus saved you to go. Go, just go. Go. The opposite of go is stay. Yes. Many Christians are staying in their seats. They are going nowhere to do no nothing. Don't be surprised that God is going to drop you one of these days. He will discard you. You go into a shop. You know, when you find somebody throwing something away, you wonder if this is not the same person who went great lengths to acquire what he had. I remember the effort I put in to get these microphones. I carried them from airport to airport. Ordered them. Flew on aeroplanes, these microphones. Because I needed. My sister, don't let your church experience be an experience of just sitting in church. You come and sit and go. You come and sit and go. That is not what God called you here to do. You are lost. His plan for you is to go. You know, as we've gathered here tonight, ideally, we should have gathered here as people who have gone somewhere to do something. And we have come to sit here to refill, refuel, and to be re-empowered to go. I mean, as for the going, it's a very necessary thing. Paul told the Christians, the natives of Athens. He said, as your own prophets have said, quoting Aratus, the poet, I said, poet, not prophet. As your own poet has said, that in him we live. In him we move. We move. And in him we have our being. As some of your own poets have said, that unknown God, he was trying to explain that he saw an inscription in one of their temples saying to the unknown God. So they knew a God who was unknown. And he said, I'm now here to explain who that unknown God is. I know you have Mercurius, you have this God, you have this idol, a temple of Diana, and so on. But I'm here to inform you that unknown God is the one I represent. In him we live. But in him, he said, as I passed by, take me back. As I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I to you. So among your gods, you yourself know that you have one of your gods called the unknown God. So I'm not telling you something different. I'm just here to explain to you a God you are already serving. I'm here to talk about a God you are already serving. That unknown God is the one I am making known to you. That in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. You better move for God. Otherwise, Satan will get you to move. There is somebody here listening to me. I don't know whether you are online or here. But a day will come. You'll be moving through town. trying to solve a problem which needn't have come if you had listened to him to move for him. Since you will not move for him, Satan will get you to move. Everybody will move. Like I told the brother, whether you are spiritual or you are carnal, you pay a price. But you better pay a price for being to be spiritual. To be spiritual, you use money. Young man, please come off what you are looking at. Yes, you are looking at something there. Pay attention to me. Or if you want to watch something, you can go out and watch it. And so that's you can ask. Please help him to these two gentlemen. There's something engaging them. Yes, so you can usher them out. Help them to step out. Yes, you can step out and watch what you want to watch. When you finish, you can come back. Go and watch what you are watching. Sorry. Do you want to be here? Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to know. I have a very important meeting with Basenta Shepherds tomorrow after our Shepherd Summit. So that's the point. You will pay. Everybody will go. But I pray that you will go on God's mission and not on a mission Satan has sent you on. A Christian has to go. Go. If you do, you see, in your life, I don't want you to be deceived that because you found yourself in the church, it's over. I mean, our brother playing the keyboard, if he's not gone anywhere, I know he's working at Abokobi. He has Basentes at Abokobi. So that is what makes his playing the keyboard meaningful and sensible. But you behind the camera, if you've gone nowhere and all you are doing is that you are in the church standing behind a video camera and filming a service, then you have lost your way. You are going to be thrown away soon. Read your Bible carefully. Jesus throws things away. In fact, it's not really very true. It's not very accurate. He doesn't just throw things away. He throws things into the fire for it to be burnt. You don't have any idea what type of God you are serving. Because sometimes when you meet people who are very, very kind and very, very loving, you think that they don't have it in them to also be very, very harsh. You've sung beautiful song. But I hope that you're not in the church just singing and that you go somewhere. That's why a church which doesn't give you a chance as a Christian, I'm saying that God doesn't have any help anywhere. He can't depend on parliament. He can't depend on the army. He can't depend on the university. He can't depend on the primary school. The only institution he can depend on is the church. And if the church fails, you throw the church away. Many churches have been thrown away. We are ambassadors for Christ. This is a Christ embassy. Our sister sang beautifully. We enjoy. See, when we come here, we come to enjoy ourselves. We are happy to have our sister. What's your name? Mary, taking pictures. We are happy. She takes good pictures. The one doing the sound is doing great work, being giving us good sound. The camera people, the one projecting. We are all, it's a family. We are some sweep, some arrange chairs. But the original plan was, is that the one sweeping should have been going out to do something. And then we come here to sweep. We come here to arrange chairs. His plan is that Mary taking pictures ought to have been going somewhere. As for the goal, everybody must go. So if you are here and you haven't gone and you are still with us, you'll be bound hand and foot and thrown away. That's why you see that in the church we are there for some, we are there with somebody 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, and the person just leaves. Somebody 30 years, he leaves. You can be in the church for 1,000 years. The day you become useless is the day you'll be ejected. Jesus binds people hand and foot and throws them away. Those not wearing the wedding dress. So I'm just saying to you. You know, I was preaching somewhere this week, and I was telling them that the church is not a very, very great and perfect place as you think. As we are here now, there are thieves here. There are liars here. There are slay queens here. Husband snatchers are sitting here in this service. Now I'm saying that you may think the church is some pure place. We've all come. It's a nice place. It's a nice place. So when you are in the church and you are not serious, and I told them that you will always find yourself in a group that is just like you. I'll take it again. Everybody will find himself in a group that is just like you. Your type will gather around you. Like where I stay, I've lived there for many years. I don't know where they sell Indian hemp. We. Then somebody comes and within 2 weeks, he knows 4 places where we is sold. Because, see, it's amazing how homosexuals find themselves. How they know that this is one of us. Your type gathers around. So, if you are here and you think you are choosing to be unspiritual, evil people will gather around you in the church.
In the church.
In the church. Your only safety. You see, God, that's the word. Actually, the word is saved. He rescued us from the world. God didn't rescue you from the world to put you in church to be surrounded by slay queens. And to be surrounded by betting Christians. God didn't bring you from town, rescue you from your classmates for you to be surrounded by fornicators. But what is happening is that you can leave the world and be in the church and live the life that is just like you would have lived in the world. If you are here and all you are into is unbeliever music, Kwame Eugene, Comfort Kwade, every year you save money to attend Afrochella. So what you don't know is that there are people also in the church who are also smokers, who are into unbeliever music, who are into Afrochella festivals and so on. And they will gather around you. So God saving you from the world has now become a useless venture because you are actually in the world, in the church. So there's no point.
You are in the world.
But God did not bring us here for us to live the worldly life. That's why the book says, make yourself. Make yourself. Make yourself saviors of men. The Great Commission, according to Mark, is a commission to specifically preach the gospel. Look at it. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. You see, I'm saying that Parliament can't do this. The presidency can't support this. Can't do this. They may meet an evangelist who has come to town for some pleasantries. But the presidency doesn't exist to organize crusades. University of Science and Technology does not exist to preach the gospel. No. It's being funded with public funds for it to raise engineers, architects, doctors, pharmacists, who are all necessary for the ultimate agenda of the church. The church is the only place where the gospel has to be preached. But ladies and gentlemen, today the pastors are not preaching the gospel. They are preaching economics. Economics. One of the world's top CEOs happens to be a Ghanaian. Happened to be a Ghanaian. And he traveled somewhere. There was an event. And he was in the service. He sat in the church service. Top CEO. And as he sat in the service, the pastor was preaching for 45 minutes, preaching about economics and money and goals and stocks. And I said, if this is church, then I should be the pastor of this church. Oh, yes. He will be a better pastor of the church. If the church is handed to him, even he will grow the church with secular principles. He's top. No, I'm not telling you an allegory. I'm talking about I can mention the name of the person, where he was. Say, but what is this? Say, no wonder I don't like such places. If these are the things they say in the church, then it's nonsense. Because the things he says, he's not saying it well. Yes. It's not your field. Your field is preaching Jesus. And the blood, that's your field. Preach it well. Talk about it well. That he died for your sins. Even in life, we kill animals, we kill things to atone for sins in the world today. If you go to a shrine, they'll ask you to bring a cow. As some of you have taken cows already. So somebody can die in your place. That's the gospel. When you go to preach, don't go and preach about self-enhancement. How knowing Jesus now by God's grace, you've got 7 weeks. That's not the gospel. The gospel is that a better you. The gospel is that knowing Jesus, by God's grace, knowing Jesus has now given you 7 Bible verses you know that you are living by practically. Not 7 weeks. And that's why God is throwing churches away. Not every church is a church. The fact that something has got something church on it does not mean God sees it as a church. The church. If I give you a t-shirt with I am a BMW on it, are you a BMW?
No.
So whatever you call it, it's just words, English words. A lot of things called churches, it's just English words. There is a church. The church God identifies with is the church that preaches the gospel. Gospel. Jesus died for your sins. He died for you. He died to rescue you from hell. That's what we believe. If you don't believe it, please go away. This is what we believe here. People are living with beliefs. We've had political leaders who believed that they were coming to change the country, and they believed it. And we are where we are now. Some of you call themselves Junior Jesus. It's a belief. They genuinely, not that they were lying, they genuinely believe that they want to change the country. But where we are, it's up to you to tell. So everybody believes in something. Somebody believes that he can be married to somebody and have two other girlfriends. It's their belief. Somebody believes that he can steal money and pay tithes. It's their belief. Some people believe that they can steal the money of a country to build something. It's their belief. You also must believe that Jesus died. That's the gospel. Learn to preach about Jesus. Learn to preach about the blood. Learn to preach about church. Preach about the Holy Ghost. That's the conversation you must have. Preach about repentance. The gospel according to Mark. He said it clearly. Go and preach the gospel. And the next commission, it's a commission. The great commission according to Mark. It's a commission to go to all the world. All the world. I'm very happy that we are not, even though we are in OEB, all our things are not restricted to OEB. No, no. If you are in this service and you want to start a bus center in Spintex, you can start and bring them on Saturdays. If you're not Kanish, you can bring them. If you can cross the traffic. Our parish is all the world. Look, never say you won't go to a place because there's a bus center in that area. Oh, there's a bus center behind the church building. So I'm going to end up. No. 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 That behind the church building is also your world. As much as it is somebody's world. I lived in Nigeria. I lived there. I went to school there. And I was attending a church. Redeemed Christian Church of God. In the state I was in. I couldn't believe it. That there's a church, a redeemed Christian church on the first floor of a building. And the second floor, there's a redeemed Christian Church of God. Different. They don't even know themselves. I mean, it's not like like a branch of the same denomination or what. No, 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 no. It's different. Different pastor, different congregation. Fourth floor, that's redeemed. Yes, the same building. Same building. Because that building is part of your world. It's also part of my world. Be ready to do ministry anywhere. Those of you who want to do ministry in your area where you stay, you want a bus center three houses from your house. And that is how, you see, people don't know, those people who are into that type of life, that I live in Oyarefa, so my bus center should be in Oyarefa. What you don't know is that you are preventing God from blessing you. You are fighting God. Because God uses the work we are doing to expand our frontiers. It's through the work that you go to the world. So if you are doing the work and you want to use the work to stay in your area, then you are an area girl. You are an area boy. Ideally, you should be able to sit on a plane and go to have a convention in Mozambique. I mean, I'm saying that, you see, this is how we become international. May you sit on a plane one day. May you be on a yacht one day. May you be in a ship one day. May you cross an aisle. God uses the gospel to give us new horizons and new dimensions. That's why your greatest joy should be that you live in Ayukuma, but you are doing ministry in Medina. That should be your joy. That you are traveling to Medina. Not that everything is in your area. Your kenke is in your area. Fufu is in your area. Ministry is in your area. Your church is in your area. I mean, what type of bush area boy living is that? Because it is as you are moving to Medina from Ayukuma. If you can break away from Ayukuma and go to Medina, it's the same principle. I'm telling you that the principle, listen to me, I'm ending. The principle that flies a plane, that takes a plane from an airport to a height of 30,000 feet in the skies, is the same principle that takes a rocket to the moon. Same principle. So if you can break away from your Ayukuma boundary and go to Medina, then we can now believe that you can also break the Medina boundary and go to South Africa and go to London and go to America, and no Christian is restricted. All the world. We should be able to show pictures of some few days we spent in Argentina. Even animals are put in cages and put on planes. Not Buenos Aires. Nonsense. I'll take it again. The white man, the things he used, whatever he did, whatever magic he performed, to take a plane that carries 500 people and hang them in the air for 18 hours. It's the same principle that they have also used to carry 3 people from the earth to the moon. Same principle. Once you can fly, then you can fly. Once you can travel, then you can travel. Once you can move, then you can move. And it is God's will that you move into the world. Yes. Take pictures. Take pictures. Don't let the demons in your family cage you. Because some of you have been caged. And it's the gospel that frees you. It breaks the cage. Breaks the cage. Number 4, the Great Commission is a commission to every creature.
I see.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Every creature. And everybody here must believe God to be built up, to be able to preach the gospel to every creature. Is that in English? Is that? I'm not bringing it some strange doctrine. Some of you have made yourself into like specialists in area boys. You're Your outreach is only to area boys and this type of friend who saying no, a bit that like some type of you, when you see the person, you don't know whether he's an animal or a human being. Yes. But you see, you should be able to sit in front of a university graduate and share the gospel. We need you to do that. We are not saying that Christ didn't die for area boys, but he didn't die for area boys only.
Every creature.
Wow. Some of you are only comfortable around poor people. You can't share the gospel with a rich person. When you see somebody with money, you are intimidated. You see, and that is what I love about the gospel. It builds you into a type of confident person. Oh, yes. Look, I don't think that I have the right. If you were at the camp a few days ago at the camp, you heard Bishop refer to a pastor. But I don't feel it's my place to mention. There are different types of anointings. But there are pastors who used to sell PK. No education. Like if you go those days, if you went to the airport, if you travel and you came, you call them Goro boys who carry your suitcase and help you. He was one of them. Today, presidents are fighting over him. The gospel can convert you from a Goro boy to a diplomat. I mean, the day I saw this pastor praying over a foreign president, I said, hey, I have been to university. Even there's no assemblyman in my church. Assemblyman, I don't have one in my church. It builds you, mommy. It builds you. Allow the gospel to build you. I'm reminding you, a lot of you sitting here, you have failed as far as the world is concerned. You have failed. Couldn't go to school properly. Couldn't do much in your life. You are just some area boy moving around. God has brought you here as your remedials. Don't fail here. Don't fail here. Get involved and let the gospel transform you from a Goro boy to a proper human being. Get it right. Some of you know only how to only minister to boys and men. Any girl you get close to, you must sleep with her. No, you should learn how to be with a girl and not sleep with her. It builds you. Because a lot of the scandals in the world, political scandals, banking scandals, and so on, it's from people sleeping with women. I know somebody whose presidential candidature is hanging on a thread because of a woman. And women. Not church. He wants to be the president of a country. But he's already in court. And he's not in court because he was trafficking drugs. It's a woman. In the end, it's a woman. So God also uses the gospel to train you how to be with a woman and not sleep with her. Changes us. I'm telling you, that's why the church is a beautiful place. If you are willing, whosoever believeth, so whosoever is willing, he changes you. We are not here. How many of us here are graduates? How many of us here come from some rich families? Paul said, you see your calling. Not many are noble. Not many are wise. How many of us are wise? But God has selected us that through the word, through the gospel, through preaching. I said through preaching, what you couldn't be in the world, you can be in the house of God. I'm telling that I just can't mention names. I would have mentioned names of pastors who haven't been to school. But I've got professors and surgeons and lawyers in their churches. Don't destroy your life. Concentrate. Get involved. You have left your house. You've come to church. A pastor is preaching. Here too, you are watching pornography on the phone. You are watching girls on the phone. How many can your enemies be? Who don't want to allow you to be free a little? Tell two people, concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. And finally, the Great Commission is a commission with signs following. This is the Great Commission according to Marcus. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Ha, Mata Baba, in my name, in my name, in my name, in my name. It is in the name of Jesus, but you are the one casting it out. Can you imagine if you can cast out devils, then you can cast out devils from your life as well. In my name. In my name. It's a cast out devils. That's a great commission. Are you not privileged that somebody can support you with his name and his power to cast out devils? Think about it. That if you can cast out devils in Kweku, think of the devils in you yourself. Don't you think that it also empowers you to drive out devils in your own life? And many of you sitting here don't know that you are just a product of devils from your home. That compound house you came from, that chamber and hall you came from, you are 8 in one room. It's not just 8 in one room. You are 80 in that room. The evil spirits, the devils, the problems and the issues. So when you come out to church, God gives you power to go and minister that power to somebody. But nobody, I said nobody sells charcoal. And at the end of the day, it's not black himself. I said nobody sells charcoal. And at the end of the day, it's not black himself. Nobody sells Kobe. And at the end of the day, it's not smelling like Kobe. Whatever you give out, you have some to yourself. I know. Many years ago, somebody told me why people who work in Commercial Bank and Eco Bank, years ago, I've not forgotten it, why they are paid a lot of money, more than a nurse or a doctor. Because you are handling money. And it's unfair. Makatu Maya. It's unfair. It's unfair. It's unfair. It's unfair. It's unfair. To be giving out money all the time, and in the end, you will take 20 Ghana home or 1,005 home. It's unfair. He said, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treaded the corn. Whatever you are dealing in, there is some. My mother was a teacher. 45 years ago, I remember she would come home with chalk. We never bought chalk. Pencil. Those days, I don't know now what type of education is there, but those days we used to do craft as part. One of the subjects was craft. We used to make these things you roast, you smoke fish on. That wire mesh. Yes, we go to a place far and go and collect some metal strips and use it to make the wire mesh. We used to make brooms. We go and cut palm, whatever, and make brooms and present. It's my, and they will look at it and give you marks. So one, by the time you finish, there are 100 brooms. But that means you have some brooms to take to your house. I said, whatever you are dealing with in large quantities, some will come to you. The power to cast out devils, the power to heal the sick, some of that power will be left for your child. It's a gospel. But you, what you are doing is that you just go and invite people to church. And you hand them over to understanding campaign. Then you walk on. What you don't know is that that work of winning a soul should deliver power to you. And as a practitioner, praying for people, you should visit a convert, your own convert. You don't leave your convert to some people to go. Do you know what they are doing with the person? Do you even know if they care at all? Do they even know if they care? You want the soul. Go and visit the soul. Pray for his brothers. As you are leaving, he said, I want to pray for everyone. You see that his mother will kneel down in front of you. And as you pray, casting out devils, by the time you go home, there's some power enough to dislodge some evil spirits hanging in your ceiling. I'm saying that the Great Commission is a commission to cast out devils. That's why Jesus said, all power is given to me. Luke 10:19. And I give you power. Power. To tread upon serpents and scorpions. And over all the powers of the enemy. Young lady, you need power to overcome pornography. You need power to overcome sex. You need power to overcome fornication. Yes, some of you need power to overcome betting. Yes. You need power. You are a boy. I said you are a boy. Just look at your testicles. You are a boy. How can you fall in love with another boy? You need power to break away from that nonsense. My wife came to tell me that she has seen something, some evidence that her husband is chasing somebody. I said, kneel down and raise your hands and praise God. I'm happy that you are not saying that you found that your husband is chasing somebody's anus. I told her, I said, there's a type of problem, eh? If you have it, you will prefer that your husband is chasing girls. You have been a shepherd in the church, serving God. You see, you can't do ministry with sisters. Every girl you meet, you must sleep with her. Every girl you meet, you must sleep with her. It's a devil in you. It's a devil in you. And you see, that is why you must cast out the devils. For you to be used to cast out devils in people, God will use that power to cast out the devil. Look at it. Look at it carefully. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Yeah. Power to tread on serpents and scorpions. You crush them. You can't crush a scorpion under somebody's foot if you've not crushed the scorpion under your foot. So the gospel according to Mark, this is Mark's own. We'll look at John and we'll look at Luke. Different gospels. But this one is a gospel that gives you power to cast out devils. And I'm telling you, there are devils everywhere. Yes, you go to a school and you go and meet a devil in the school. You won't even finish the school. You won't finish the school. You'll be a drug addict and be off your mind. So even in the school, you need power over devils in the school. That's why you must win the lost. And the last one, they shall speak with new tongues. The gospel according to Mark. The great commission according to Mark. It's a great commission to speak with new tongues. How can you say, how can you be praying and demons around you understand the prayer you are praying? Eradi bombeo mebe. In some way, eradi buano. So all the demons in the room, the 16 of them, they know that your son is going to write an exam.
They didn't know before.
Didn't know before. Rather, it's your prayer which has announced it. But blessed is the one who starts. Ikatarabamo shandabaha. Indamakato kalian dalimbeleso. Rimamazande karamama. How be it in the spirit? He speaks mysteries. Life is mysterious. Yeah. That's why you, a time comes, you must baptize somebody in the Holy Ghost. We call it Holy Spirit baptism. And how can you lead someone to have the Holy Spirit baptism when you haven't had the Holy Spirit baptism? So you see, being empowered to minister it to others, it's an empowerment to walk in it yourself as a person. And you need it. It's not only that girl who needs it, or that boy who needs it, or that soul who needs it, or that sister who needs it. You also, I also need it. I need it. I must overcome devils in my life. And when I am empowered to cast out devils, I'll cast them out of my own life. I pray for you today that you not just be a church member sitting in church and just wasting your time. Go back to the nightclub, my dear. Go back to the drinking bar. If you came here, then God has a plan to change your life and make a better person out of you. Lift your hands and pray. That the great commission will turn you into a savior.
Into a savior.
Lift your hands. Pray. Lift your hands and pray.
Kefesoni ma prekede vesuni baha. Oh, vadimo sheketa
lado
shabaha. Legede vusha palimana makapayaba. Liketoni ma sheketoni ma. Oh, vadi prakatani makashataba. Legede dosha vedi makapani mo.
Pray for yourself.
Legede vusha vele kalaba. Legede doshi.
Lord, make me a savior
Lord,
of men.
Make me a savior of men.
A savior of men. To convert souls, to change lives, a savior of men, 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 a savior of men. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh, Jesus. Lift your hands. And ask the Lord to use you.
Oh, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Makado shari vinima. Pleve kesoni mikavado shibrenima. Use me, Lord. Vikadavo shinima. Lima kado shini makada vasala badi manama. Leve shoni mikapadi vekesoni ma. Lord, use me, use me, use me. Liva shalaba kasalaba. Leve shoni makapadi vakasoni maha. Use me, O God. Liva shalaba. Legede do shampele katani manama. Siliva kapaya namoshe ketoshe. Oh Lord, use me, use me, use me. Ah, vadikato shalabaha. Legede do shini makapani veduse. Lima katani manama shakatose. Lord, use me, kadava. Legede do shani manama. Le kadava shalaba. Use me, O God, to touch lives, to transform lives, O God. Liva shani makadava. Legede do shapani manama. Zende vasho kalaba.
Please close your eyes and bow down your heads. I want to pray for you today. Maybe Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior. You are not born again. You want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to be born again today. I want to leave the world. I want to give my life to Jesus and walk with him properly. I don't want this life up and down, up and down. I want to settle down. If you are here, you want me to pray with you. Lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. Pastor, pray for me. I want Jesus. I want to be born again. Lift your hand high. If you want to receive Jesus, lift it high above your head. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, lift your hand high. Lift your hand high. Yes. And if your hand is up, I want you to come. Come to me here. Come. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. God bless you. Come. Clap your hands for me. Let's lift up our hands. Please raise your hand. I want to pray with you. I want you to say this prayer after me, everyone. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I'm sorry for my sins.
I have not been close to you.
I have not been close to you.
I've lived my own life.
I've lived my own life.
I return to you today.
I return to you today.
And I make you my master.
And I make you my master.
I make you my Lord.
I make you my Lord.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
I want to start a new life.
I want to start a new life.
A new life with you.
A new life with you.
Receive me, Lord.
Receive me, Lord.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I need you.
I need you.
I want to live for you.
I want to live for you.
I want to turn my back to the world.
I want to turn my back to the world.
And I know you have received me.
And I know you have received
me. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm starting a new life.
I'm starting a new life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I've got some pastors who are going to help you. They will pray with you. They will talk to you. If you have any challenges, you ask them questions, they will answer. They will visit you and help you to remain in Christ as a proper Christian and grow also. And they are the ones standing there. Some of them are here. Look at them. So I want us to go to them. Let's go to them. Clap your hands for them. And the one who brought these souls must not hand them over to the people who are taking them to do whatever they are going to do. You are responsible. You are responsible. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Verse 19. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. So the one who goes is the one who teaches and is the one who baptizes. Don't leave this work. Don't go and somebody teaches and some reverend will baptize. Baptize the soul yourself. It gives you power. I said, if you are mature enough, if Jesus could trust you to go, then you must be the one to teach. The one who goes is the one who teaches and is the one who baptizes. And it's the same person, verse 20, who teaches the people to obey. So there's no division of labor. You are one person and you do everything. You see, there's a game called football. It has a team. There are strikers. There are midfielders, even different types of midfielders. There are defenders. There's even a goalkeeper. Think of it. But that game of football is different from the game of golf. So I was asking somebody on the coda, why does golf also not have a team? That there's a team, there's somebody who drives. He's a specialist in driving. Play the first shot. And that there's also another group that are midfielders on the like fairway. They play from the fairway. So as we are going, there's a driver, there's a fairway specialist, and there's someone who pats on the green. But it's not so. The same person who drives the ball is the same person who goes to the fairway. And you one person. So from today, don't go win a soul and leave the soul for someone to teach. It's not the teaching in the Bible. The one who goes is the one who teaches. And the one who teaches, you should be able to teach 5 weeks. That new believer school material, you should be able to teach. It is in teaching it that you become powerful. When you finish teaching, you take the person to a beach or to a lake or to a river. You baptize. That work makes you a powerful person. Not that you go and bring a soul and just some people, you don't even know what they are doing there. I will advise you never to try. Can you imagine a woman getting pregnant, giving birth, and somebody comes to breastfeed a baby? You are a nurse, are you not? Yes. Will you advise that? Like she gives birth, then this one takes her to antenatal, and then this one takes the baby for whatever. What is CWC? Weighing is God weighing. What is CWC? The woman who goes in, the woman who gets pregnant is the one who goes into labor. The woman who goes into labor is the one who does the breastfeeding. She takes the child to CWC. And is the one who... that's it. Like golf. Soul winning is not done by a football team. It's golf like life. Let's take our communion. Take your communion.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Why do we take the communion? We take it because we remind ourselves that there's a Jesus to preach.
Oh, yes.
That is the reason. There's a Jesus. He died. that God saved us so that Jesus doesn't become a historical Jesus. Jesus of history. But a living Jesus. And until you preach it, Jesus will not be a living Jesus. So as we eat this body, may we be empowered.
Amen.
To minister Jesus.
Amen.
To preach Jesus.
Amen.
To go somewhere.
Amen.
And preach somewhere.
Oh yes.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it.
Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength.
The blood. Why the blood? Because Jesus shed his blood. Once again, we go to preach so that this doesn't become a useless work he did 2,000 years ago. Because that blood has no expiry date. You and I must go and apply that blood. Do blood transfusion. Let the blood of Jesus replace the blood of drugs and fornication and Amen. Drinking and stealing and self-destruction.
Amen.
The life oh, is in the blood.
Yes.
So we preach it and that life becomes somebody's life. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
So we can preach that blood.
So we can preach that blood.
Let's drink it.
It will never lose.
May the Lord use us.
Amen.
May we not live our lives
Jesus.
Having escaped the world
oh.
only to come into the church or live the world in the church.
Ah.
No.
Yes.
As we've escaped the world, may we be in the church as escapees.
Amen.
Empowered to fight the system we came from.
Jesus.
May we not be in the church as worldly people, powerless, incapable of even lifting ourselves up.
Jesus.
The Lord grant you grace
Amen.
To fight,
yes.
to walk,
yes.
to run,
yes.
to live,
yes.
to move,
yes.
and to serve Him. May your Christian life take a new shape and a new Amen. Form and Amen. A new color.
Amen.
A living Christian life,
Amen.
Not a dead life. That makes you no different
Jesus.
From an unbeliever
Jesus.
Who is smoking weed Jesus. In town.
Jesus.
The Lord help you
yes.
to have an appetite for Him.
Yeah.
To have desires for Him.
Oh Jesus.
And giving go beyond your desire for Him to a desire to build His house and to serve Him. The Lord bless us all.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's welcome Bishop Kobe.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.